Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford and thank you so much for joining us. And don't go anywhere, especially if you are a pet owner, because these are the hot summer months and our poor pets just really can't take, but there's things you can do. And I have with us today Charlotte Reed, who is a pet expert, and you might have seen her on CNN, Fox and Friends, The View, and Today's Show. She's been on with us before here on WTBQ, and she is also joined today by Dr. Michael Fleck, who is the creator of EpiPet, a coat, skin coat, and ear care products. We're going to talk about those products, we're going to talk about some tips, and we're going to talk about your pets. And I want to welcome Charlotte Reed and Dr. Michael Fleck. How are you guys today?
Great. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. Hi, how are you? So it's
very good.
Good. Thanks for joining us. I can hear you both well, which is terrific. You know, it's hot out there, and we hear all these horrible stories that we don't even want to talk about kids left in cars. But what about our pets left in cars? I mean, you know, we do this. We run to the store. We leave them there. They are wearing a fur coat. How do they handle this heat?
Well, first of all, it's a horrible thing to leave your pet in the car, so you shouldn't do it.
Okay.
So if you have to run an errand, leave your pet at home. That's what I tell everyone. A car heats up so quickly. I mean, one of the biggest cases right now is baby Cooper, who was left in the car in Atlanta.
Oh, terrible.
And it's basically the same effect. The car heats up so fast, so 10 minutes, it could be 88 degrees out, but your car can reach sweltering temperatures of 120 degrees.
Yeah.
So there's only one time, and I have to say it happens to me, is when I'm traveling and I'm with my dog.
Right.
Dr. Fleck and I are in Miami right now, but we're together. But if I was on the road alone, occasionally you have to leave your car.
Your pet in the car, right, exactly.
When you go into a rest stop, and I have to tell you, I've perfected the art of peeing quickly. But when I do go on the road alone, what I do is I use something called Mutt Managers. They're custom-made screens for my car. I have a set of four of them. They come and choose. And they're made for your car specifically, whatever brand you have in the last 10 years. So that way, I can leave the windows down, not worrying about someone stealing my pet or my pet getting out of the car. And they fit right into the... But that's only when I'm in the car alone.
Gotcha.
Traveling alone.
And just rolling the window down a little bit, I guess obviously that helps, but it's not quite enough.
With the screens, your windows are completely down. So the dog...
Then they get a cross breeze, and
they get the cross ventilation. They can't. No one can stick their fingers in the car, and then you can't. And then my dogs can't get out because they're locked in place from the inside.
Right. Okay, good. Okay, we'll keep that in mind because when you're traveling, this happens a lot. Dr. Fleck, you are a creator of EpiPet. What is EpiPet?
EpiPet is a skin and ear care product line. It has made up of a cleansing agent shampoo, multi-purpose, a topical spray, which has three components to it. It's got a medical component, hygiene component, insect repellent component. We have an ear cleaner, and our foremost product is we have sunscreen, and we have the only FDA-approved pet sunscreen.
How can pets use sunscreen?
Well, they have to.
Really?
That's part of what we don't recognize, and we need to become more well-educated about it. It's recognized that there'll be 3 million plus new skin cancers, basal cell, squamous cell, hemangiosarcomas in people this year, skin cancers. There'll be an equal number associated with that in pets. Don't forget that pets have fur, and that helps.
Right.
But they don't have fur on their muzzle. They don't have fur in between the back legs underneath. Lots of times you have short hair, pink skin pets. They're subject to the sun. And think about those people that take their pet to the groomer, and they have them shaved down.
Right.
They have absolutely no protection, and they need sunscreen for a minimum of 4 weeks just to protect their skin so that they don't get sunburn and the potential of skin cancer.
Right,
so,
and if you if you have dog, my dog has very light green eyes and very pink eyes almost. So things like that, you need to protect them from the sun. Is it a good idea to get them shaved down and put the sunscreen on that, or is it better to keep the fur on?
Well, it's a misnomer to think that if you shave them down that they'll be cooler. They actually need that coat to help thermoregulate. They adjust more. I kind of liken that to the people that live in the Mideast that wear a lot of clothing, and they're actually cool when they wear the clothing because they've adjusted to it. So people that have their pets shaved down are making a big mistake. Plus, there can be some skin issues if they shave down a fur-bearing dog.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure that you groom the dog well. Have it clipped, but never clip down all the way to the skin, and worry more about the undercoat rather than the guard coat. So no, it's not a good thing to shave down your dog at all. I know people think that makes it
right,
more comfortable, but it doesn't.
Okay, well, that's really good to know.
But I think one of the most important things that Dr. Fleck mentioned that I think people really need to pay attention to is, and I think that you missed it, but I'm going to say it again. Sunscreen is a drug. So even though you purchase it at various stores like your CVS's and your Walgreens or your Walmart, it is a drug subject to various regulations, the language that is used, and a lot of people don't recognize that. So there are strict requirements for sunscreen. So you really can't use, so that's important. So when you're thinking about yourself or you're thinking about a toddler, or even if you're thinking about using an all-natural sunscreen, the skin doesn't have the same pH that an animal does. So that's why it's really, really important to understand that EpiPet is the only FDA-compliant sunscreen. So it's the only, I don't like to use the word legal, but it's the only sunscreen authorized for use and sale on dogs and horses.
Can we use our sunscreen on them, or is it just entirely different?
No, it's totally different, and we can't even use, or we shouldn't even use, natural sunscreen on pets because it's formulated so differently.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important to use a pet product, and also depending on the types of breeds that you have,
Right. Like
if you have Golden Retrievers or Boston Terriers or Poodles, those breeds are susceptible to skin cancer from the harmful UVA and UVB rays. So it's very similar to the things that we suffer from when we're exposed to those UVA rays and UVB rays. So we have to protect our skin. And that includes things like when we go in the water, we put more sunscreen on. So if you're spending time with your pet at a pet-friendly beach, you want to add more. Even if you're walking him, Dr. Fleck and I are down in Miami today.
Really hot, yeah.
So it's real hot. And everything is so light-colored here. The concrete, so the dogs had sunscreen on before they went out for their walk this morning.
Mm.
If you're on your boat, even if your dog's not going in the car, that sun is reflecting off the water.
Yeah.
So you want to have your pet wear sunscreen.
I can really understand that in cities, Miami, New York, things like that, because you've got the concrete. That sun, as we all know, in the city, it's really hot. In the country, they can go under a tree. They can relax somewhere. So, but put sunscreen on them regardless, and you have to get this sunscreen. We can't use ours, which, of course, would be messy and just doesn't work on them. What are other ways we can keep our dogs safe in the hot weather?
Well, I'll mention one thing, and I'll let Dr. Fleck talk, but you also brought up another great point, and you were talking about protecting your pet's eyes.
Eyes, yeah.
And a lot of times we don't realize that, like, our eyes dry out, our pet's eyes dry out. So, I mean, people used to laugh when they used to see goggles that eyewear.
Right.
But if you're in a really hot environment or you're on the beach, the goggles have that UVA protection that you need.
My dog could definitely use that. Charlotte, I hate to interrupt you, but we're just about out of time. Everyone, before, just so we don't get cut off, everything is on Shannon's Corner. I have your website and Dr. Fleck's website on there so everybody can get to it. So go there, learn about the sunscreen for your dogs and everything you need for your dog. Charlotte, your website's full of really interesting tips. Dr. Fleck, yours is full of all these wonderful products. So I'm encouraging listeners to go there, take care of your pets. We do have to
tell your listeners, if they use the PR, if they use PR code, they get a 15% discount on the EpiPet sunscreen as well as the skincare product.
Thank you so much. That's terrific. Appreciate it. Everyone, we have to wrap it up. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, don't forget to make good choices.